We're doing the Sefer Midot of the Magid Midubna. The Magid Midubna had been discussing different types of love, and he had said the love of Hashem is really the cornerstone of our service of Hashem. Nothing equals it, and it's not simple to figure out where in our hearts is the light that can resonate with that. Where in our hearts do we have the potential for that? He says, the first step is a person looks at the holiness of Hashem. And he said, with regard to holiness, that's also a challenge. We have a commandment to be holy people. What does that mean? So he had gone off on a tangent. He had explained that to be a holy person means to maintain the holiness, the sanctity of the soul that we were given. Meaning, the soul is godly. It is a portion of God that is placed within us. And we have mundane material desires, and so long as we can contain ourselves, that is maintaining holiness. Holiness is when you can prevent yourself from defiling the intrinsic, natural holiness that's there in the soul from creation. That's the idea of holiness. And from that he derived a whole new pshat in Rashi. Ordinarily, we assume that when Rashi writes, Kedoshim to you, Pirushim to you, that when Rashi says, be holy, separate yourself, so we understand Rashi to be defining the word Kedusha. Whereas, according to his interpretation, Rashi is explaining how do you attain Kedusha. It's not a definition. It's not that Kedusha means to separate yourself, but rather separating oneself, containing oneself, controlling oneself from one's materialistic desires is the method in which one attains Kedusha. It is not the definition, but rather the method. The Kedusha is intrinsic to our soul, and self-control is what maintains that Kedusha. It is not the definition again, but rather the methodology. The V'chein, and so too, says the Magid Midovna. Mitzvat Ahavat Hashem Yitbarach Gam Hi Merumim Tishkon. The mitzvah of loving Hashem is also something that's way up there. Velo al nekala yagia adam elea, and it's not easy for a person to attain it. Omnami gam hi drachah dachino amuntivutei shalom. But just as when we described holiness, we said it seems to be something beyond our reach, and yet when we analyzed it, when we took a closer look, we understood how it is really within our reach. It's already in our reach. It's up to us to hold on to it. The same we will find with regards to the love of Hashem, that the paths to it are pleasant and peaceful. And a person can confidently attain that level. Remember, he said if there's a mitzvah to do it, then it has to be attainable. It's true that in order to love Him, blessed be He, a person has to first think about how much good Hashem does for him, the wondrous things Hashem does, the good Hashem does in the world, the glory of His being the Potent One, the awe of His might. And a person has to think about it. Meaning, you're not going to get there without work. It's different than holiness. It's something which requires thought, understanding. But before you approach this elevated path, there is a straight path that a person can attain this high level. Im ma'asher yafshit chila milibo ahavat zarim. He's telling you, you want a different formula? I'm going to give you a straight path. And that is, one has to undress his heart, so to speak. Remove from his heart the foreign loves and the foreign desires. Meaning the desires of this world, the amenities, the pleasures of this world. Kimamar, as the prophet says, when a wicked person leaves his path, when a sinful person leaves those thoughts, He returns to Hashem. Hashem has mercy on him. Kimishpata ochez tipol bepach. It's like a person who has a bird in a cage. His bird was caught by, this bird was caught by a trap. Im yirtze lo tzio chofshi, if he wants to free that bird, en matzoch elav lo tzio lachutz ulo licholim komo lo shival kano. You don't have to take that bird and walk it back to its perch, bring it back to its nest. Rak latiro mimasaro, all you have to do is open the door to the cage. And it right away flies back to its nest. V'zeu rak, and that's what the pasuk is saying. Yazov rasha darko v'yishav en machshevotav. If a wicked person leaves his path, if a sinful person leaves those thoughts, that's like opening the door to the cage. Once you've opened the way, v'az v'yashuv el Hashem v'rachamehu, then he returns to Hashem and he has mercy on him. It's a natural return. The soul naturally finds its way back. U'ma'amav v'rachamehu, what does it mean, and he will have mercy on him? Al derech erchomcha Hashem tzidki, chizki. It's like the verse says in Tehillim, I love you, Hashem, who is my strength. So the word virachameyu means, and he will love him. That's a very interesting pshat that he's saying, because lirachem in Hebrew means to have mercy. Lirachem in Aramaic means to love. So the Magen Midubna is saying, the step is, remove the shmutz. Just like holiness was about separate yourself from the mundane, and then the soul is naturally holy. By the same token, the soul is naturally connected to Hashem. If you can remove the blinders, if you could remove the things that are getting in the way, separate yourself from the mundane, the materialistic, the things that are drawing a person down, then the soul naturally shifts back to where it should be. He said, there's path number one, intellectually, philosophically, attain greater understanding, and then develop the love. But I'm giving you path number two, which is just as quick, or quicker. Path number two is, let your soul discover it. But in order to discover it, the soul has to take a step back from the mundane that's drawing it down. And that's what it's saying, being that this is actually the nature of the soul. And it would be the first, the most natural thing for the soul to love and connect to its Father in heaven. But the body, with all its desires and the different things that attract the physical part of us, so that confuses us. That confuses the soul. And then the path becomes dark. The path becomes foggy. But when a person can remove his bad deeds, bad traits, bad desires, the nature alone will propel him to his Creator. And that's what the verse is saying. The verse is saying, when the wicked leaves his path, the sinful leaves those thoughts, he will return to Hashem and he will naturally love Hashem. And I already explained this. Okay, so today he took us one step further in how to love Hashem. I said that if we can only attain clarity, if we could only take a step back from the mundane that keeps confusing us, then that's like opening the door to a cage where you don't have to tell the bird where to go. It knows its way home. The same thing, the soul knows where to go. If you can only release it, if you can only take a step back from the mundane, the soul naturally reconnects to its Creator.